As we now open and begin to examine your word,
天父, 我们现在开始要研讨你的话语。
We pray, Father, that with any time where we look at your word of God,
在每一次我们看你的话语的时候, 我们求你,
that your spirit would be our teacher and our guide,
求你的灵是我们的导师, 也是我们的教师。
You would open up our eyes to see Jesus in his glory,
打开我们的眼睛, 让我们看到主耶稣的荣耀。
And you would increase our love for you in a much greater way than ever before.
也让我们更比以前的增加爱你。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. The book of 1 Corinthians is a book that deals with problems within a church.
哥林多前书是用来处理教会里面的问题的一本书。
The church had interpersonal problems.
在这个教会里有人际之间的关系。
We know from the early chapters that there were arguments over which group of people who started the church was more important.
我们看到他们曾经在辩论哪一个
Was Paul or Apollos or Peter or Christ more important?
是保罗重要还是彼得重要还是基督重要?
There were problems within a church of people taking one another to court of laws.
也在他们教会里有人到法庭里去告其他的人。
Instead of solving the problem among themselves.
他们没有自己来解决这些问题。
There was a problem in the church of open immorality that was left undealt with.
在他们教会里面有很不道德的行为也没有处理过。
There were problems with Christian liberty.
有一谈到这个基督徒的自由。
There were problems with the Lord's table.
他们在主的圣餐上也有问题。
But the foundation of the problem of the Corinthian church was ultimately a theological problem.
但是格林多教会问题是基本的问题是在教义上的问题。
It's the problem that's described here in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians.
也就是在格林多前书第15章这里所提到的。
Apparently there were some people in the church who were making arguments from philosophy that resurrection was an impossibility.
很明显的在他们当中有人用哲学的方式来辩论说复活是不可能的。
In the Greek philosophical minds, there are two realms. There's the realm of the spiritual and the realm of the material.
所以在这个希腊的哲学思想里面有两种不同的方向，一个是谈到属灵的，一个是谈到属物质的。
The realm of the spiritual is good. The realm of the material is evil.
属灵的是好的，属物质的是坏的。
And so to claim that anyone would die and become a spirit being then want to go back into a physical body is ludicrous in the Greek mind.
所以在希腊人心里面，一个人死了以后，属灵的身体要回到一个肉体的身体是很荒谬的。
And so the Apostle Paul begins really in the first 20 verses defending the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒保罗在15章前面20节用来
It is a real historic event.
主的复活是真真实实的历史上的一件事情。
And not only is it a real and historic event,
不仅仅是历史上真实的事,
it is central to the religion of Christianity and to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣基督的福音跟基督教教义的中心题目。
And thus, as we said on Friday night, if you lose the resurrection and if you lose the crucifixion, you lose the gospel and eternal life.
就是我们礼拜五晚上说的,假如你失去了复活,你就失去了十字架,你就失去了基督。
And so the Apostle Paul is going to spend the rest of the time in the chapter explaining the importance of the theology of the resurrection.
所以,使徒保罗在这个15章的后面花了很多时间,
If indeed the resurrection is true,
假如复活是真的,
if indeed Christ did die for sins and rise from the dead,
假如基督真的是为罪死了,
what does that mean for both us personally, practically and for our eternal life.
对我们来讲, 我们个人, 我们私自的跟我们永生各方有什么影响呢?
So here in verses 21 and 22, the Apostle Paul begins by using an Old Testament character as a type, as an example.
所以在21节跟22节, 保罗用一个旧约里的一个人来象征, 做个象征性的讨论。
And so this is what Scripture says.
这就是圣经这样说的。
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
And so the Apostle Paul reaches far back into biblical history.
所以使徒保罗一直追溯到旧约的历史。
All the way back to Genesis chapter 2 and 3.
一直回到创世纪第二章跟第三章。
Where God creates this wondrous garden in which He is going to dwell with His creation man.
神创造了一个乐园, 祂要在这乐园里跟祂所造的人一起居住。
And He creates man as a sinless, righteous being, but untested before God.
祂所创造的人是无罪的, 是在神里面有义的, 可是是没有经过试炼的。
And He gives man one test, one commandment that he must follow.
祂给那个人有一个挑战, 也一个
He says, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat of them.
他说在这个社园里, 很多的树你都可以随便的吃。
But of the one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
只有一棵树, 那就是知道善恶的树, 你不能吃, 你要吃了以后, 你必定会死。
And so as the account goes, the serpent deceived Eve who ate.
然后这个文就继续记载到这个蛇引诱夏娃来吃。
And Eve gave to her husband who was with her.
夏娃给了她的丈夫也跟她在一起的。
And Adam willingly and by a conscious decision chose to sin before God.
亚当很自愿的自己做了个决定要违背神的命令。
And his punishment was twofold.
那么这个惩罚有两种。
Instantly, he was cast out of the garden.
立刻的他就被赶出了乐园。
It was a punishment that occurred that day.
也就是在那一天就发生的惩罚。
He was removed from the presence of God.
他从神的面前被除去。
We call this spiritual death.
我们说这个是属灵上的死亡。
That because of Adam, man in his natural state has no ability to have a relationship with God.
也因这样子就因为亚当这个人他就没有办法跟神有任何的关系。
And then later in Genesis chapter 5,
后来在创世纪第五章,
Adam and all subsequent men following him save two died.
亚当跟他以后的所有的人都死了。
Demonstrating that because of Adam, not only physical death passed upon all men, but spiritual death passed upon all men.
这也就表示不但 我们身体借着亚当死了，我们属灵的生命也借着亚当死了。
So the Apostle Paul makes a connection here in verse 21 and 22. Since by man came death.
所以保罗在这里21章20节做了这样的一个结论，叫做死人复活也是因一人而来。For
as in Adam all die.
在亚当里众人都死了。
Because Adam sinned, we are separated as sinful humanity from a loving God.
因为亚当犯了罪, 我们就跟神分别变成了一群有罪的人。
And the scope of Adam's sin affected everything in all of creation.
亚当犯罪所影响的范围 包括了一切神所创造的。
It affected geology. There was a global flood that changed the way that the planet looked.
有一个很大的水灾让整个的地球改变。
It affected the animal kingdom. Animals began to die and began to consume other animals.
也影响到动物的世界。动物也开始死,而且动物也吃其他的动物。
It affected families and relationships.
影响到家庭人际的关系。
Adam and Eve was the first marriage.
亚当跟夏娃是第一个婚姻。
And you look at the family that they raised, their two sons, Cain and Abel.
他看到他们说两个儿子，一个该隐，一个亚伯。
And one generation after Adam's sin, brother was killing brother.
经过亚当死后的下一代，他们弟兄彼此残杀。
And so the scope of Adam's sin was universal.
所以亚当这个犯罪的范围是宇宙性的。
But just as Adam did, Christ did.
就像亚当一样，基督也做了。
Except he reverses the situation.
可是基督是把这个事情转回来了。
By man came death, but by man came the resurrection from the dead.
所以也定众人也从要死里复活。
As in Adam, all die, but in Christ, all shall be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
And this phrase here in verse 22, in Christ,
在这个22节谈到在基督里。
Is this expression that's commonly used by the Apostle Paul in order to describe those who are believers?
这句话使徒保罗通常用来指着信徒说的。
Look what he says up in verses 18 and 19.
我们看一下在18节、19节怎么说的。
That if Christ is not raised, then those which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
他说我们若靠基督没有复活。 那么你们信也是枉然，只能在罪里。
And so he describes this idea of in Christ in verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ.
所以他后面讲到19节，我们在基督里就有希望。
And so this term in Christ is used as a descriptor for those who believe.
所以在基督里是形容相信的。
So as in Adam, all of creation falls apart, suffers, groans, and dies.
所以像亚当一样，所有被创造的都要遭到死亡。
But because of the good news of Jesus Christ on the cross, because of the gospel where Christ was raised from the dead, there is the ability to have life in a relationship with God.
所以靠着主耶稣基督的福音，他死在十字架上的时候。 人可以有机会与神和好。
That spiritual death that was brought about by the sin of Adam
亚当的罪带来的属灵的死亡
can be replaced with spiritual life through faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
可以靠着信基督所得到的永生代替。
As Adam did
就好像亚当做的
Christ did
基督也同样做了。
Adam plunged all of man and humanity into utter darkness and separation from God.
亚当把众人推到一个黑暗，永远与神决离。
And Christ restores the relationship with God with those who would believe in the work that he accomplished.
基督把从信他的人能够复活，能够在属灵里面重新恢复。
As Christ has done, others shall do.
就好像基督所做的, 别的人也要做。
This is what verse 23 says.
这是23节所说的。
But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his own coming.
个人是按照自己的次序复活, 初熟的果子是基督, 以后在他来的时候是那属基督的。
And so that as Christ was physically and bodily raised from the dead,
当我们的主耶稣基督他的身体从死里复活以后,
they that are Christ's, those who are believers, as well will rise physically and bodily from the dead.
凡是属基督的、信基督的，也会生肉体从死里复活。
April 15th is coming up.
4月15号快到了。And
here in America, it's tax day.
在美国，这个是报税的最后一天。And
there's an expression in English.
有英文有这样子一句话。That
says that nothing in life is certain except death and taxes.
在这个人生一生之中, 只有两件事情是必然发生的，就是死亡跟纳税。
And as it stands right now, physical death is certain for humanity.
在目前，肉体的死亡对人来说是确定的。
And bodily resurrection is certain for those who believe in Jesus Christ.
对信基督的人，他们肉体的复活也是确定的。
So Christ is the one who's the first fruit. He's only the first to rise from the dead, and there shall be many that follow after him.
所以基督是复活初熟的果子，他是第一个复活的，其他以后还有人继续复活。
And so as Adam did, Christ did.
就像亚当做的，基督也做了。
As Christ has done, others shall do.
但基督所做的，别的人也要做。
And after Jesus reigns,God reigns.
当基督掌权以后，神掌权。
And so verses 24 through 28 give this descriptor.
在二十四节到二十八节有一些形容词。
And I'd like to begin with the first phrase of verse 27.
我用第二十七节的第一句话来开始说。
And this is talking about the conquering that Jesus does over all of creation.
这里谈到基督能够克服所有的创造。
The scripture says he has put all things under his feet.
这个经上说叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
And this is a direct quotation of Psalm 8:6.
这个是一个直接的话语从诗篇第八章第六节来的。
And I'd like you to turn there with me.
请大家翻到诗篇第八章第六节。
Because how the Apostle Paul is using Psalm 8:6, especially in reference to both Adam and Christ, is extremely important to our understanding of 1 Corinthians 15.
所以这一节很重要，我们可以了解为什么使徒保罗谈到亚当跟基督在哥林多前书十五章里面。
Let me read Psalm 8 for you.
让我来念第八章诗篇第八章第四节。
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained,What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord,Our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
这就是诗篇第八章第一节到第九节。
And what this psalm here in Psalm 8 is doing,
在这个诗篇第八章这里做的是什么呢？
It's referring back to Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 10, where this dominion blessing is given by God to man.
这也就是会讲到是创世纪第一章跟第二章，人在神的创造里面所受到的祝福。
That it was Adam's function as the image of God to rule and to reign over the earth.
这就是亚当，因为他有神的形象，他怎么样能够来管理世界。
It was a function at which Adam miserably failed.
这也是亚当在他所应该做的工作里面彻底失败的一件。
And it was a world that was destroyed through a global flood.
所以这个世界后来为了水灾而被水灾毁坏。
It was a function that Noah and his descendants miserably failed.
这也是挪亚跟他的后代也没有做成功。
And humanity was scattered abroad across the face of the earth.
所以人类就被分散到世界各地。
And yet the Apostle Paul uses this phrase in verse 6, you have put all things under his feet in description of Christ.
可是使徒保罗用第六节这里说你派他管理你手中所造的来形容基督。
As Adam was supposed to do in ruling over the earth as a first man.
就好像亚当是第一个被造的人应该 管理一切。
By using this text here in 1 Corinthians 15, what the Apostle Paul is declaring is that one day Jesus Christ will rule over all things.
所以使徒保罗在使徒行在哥林多前书十五章这里谈到有一天基督要管理所有。
And so look at what happens here in 1 Corinthians 15.
现在我们回到哥林多前书十五章。
In verse 24, then comes the end when he shall deliver up the kingdom even to the Father, when he shall put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.
所以万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
And so there is coming a day.
有一天。
When Jesus is going to return to the earth,
基督要回到这个世界来
and he's going to set up his kingdom,
他要建立他的王国
and he's going to fight against all of those who oppose him,
他要对那些反对他的人要攻打
he's going to conquer them,
他要克服他们
he's going to defeat them,
他们要把他们打败
and it says here in verse 26 that the last enemy to be destroyed is death,
在二十六节说末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Death is not natural.
死不是很自然的。
It is not a natural part of life or the created order.
不是因创造的次序来讲是自然性的。
Death is an enemy who is conquered at the resurrection of Christ.
死亡是在主耶稣基督复活的时候所克服的。
Death is the enemy.
死亡就是我们的敌人。
Those who believe in biological evolution claim that the various species came about through death and natural selection.
那么相信这个变化论的人认为这个死亡可以带来生命。
And there are those who claim to be Christians.
那些自称为基督徒的。
Who would try to defend the fact that God used evolution and natural selection in the creation of the world.
也有些人用启示论的来说神怎么样创造。
But why would God use death as an enemy in order to create his good and perfect universe?
但为什么神要用死亡做他认为所创造的好的事情的敌人呢?
Death is an enemy which is to be conquered and to be defeated.
死亡是一个敌人是应该被打灭的。
And that which we remember today, Jesus' resurrection,
这也就是我们今天要纪念主耶稣基督复活
is the starting point of the conquering of death.
是开始克服死亡的一点
Death could not hold him down.
死亡没有办法控制主耶稣
As Jesus Christ was the sinless God-man, death had no claim over him.
因为主耶稣基督是没有罪是神人所以死亡没有权利控制他
And as Christ did physically die, death also has no claim over you if you are a believer.
所以因为主耶稣基督死了，死亡也不能够克服你们。
Physical death is something temporary and temporal.
肉体的死亡只是暂时性的。
But death for a believer is immediately springs him back into the presence of God.
对一个信徒讲死亡马上就把他带到神面前
That's glory.
那就是荣耀
There's also a clear eschatology in this passage
在这一个信息里面有很好有关末世的解释
There's this idea here in verse 24 that he shall deliver the kingdom to God even the Father
所以第二十四节说基督将一切要交给父
and that this kingdom that Christ is going to build during this time is described over in Revelation chapter 20
那么耶稣在这个时间所要建立的国度是记载在启示录第二十章
in Revelation chapter 20 beginning in verse 1I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on that dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. The 1,000 years shall be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season.
这是20章第1节到第3节。
That there is this 1,000-year period of time.
这里有1000年的时间。
Where Satan is going to be bound.
撒旦会被捆绑。
Where Christ is going to rule.
那个时候基督要掌权。
And afterwards, Satan is going to be left out for a little bit of time. There's going to be this great rebellion against him as described in verses 7 through 9 of Revelation 20.
然后有一个很短的时间, 撒旦会被释放。 就像记载在这个第七节到第九节这里。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 10, the devil himself is conquered.
启示录20章第10节那里谈到, 撒旦也被克服。
And in verse 14 and 15,
在14节到15节,
the last things that are conquered,
最后一个被克服的,
death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里, 这火湖就是第二次的死。 若有人名字没记在 生命册上, 他就被扔在火湖里。
And so there's coming a day where Jesus is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years on earth.
有一天基督会在世上掌权1000年。
He's going to conquer his enemies.
他克服一切的敌人。
And then he's going to take that kingdom and all that he has conquered.
他会把他的王国跟他所克服的一切。
And he's going to place it submissively at the feet of God the Father.
他献在神父的面前。
So that in the end of time, of space, and of history, that the function of Jesus Christ, his rule and his reign and his role on the earth is to bring glory to the Father. That God is all in all.
所以神
And that the Son himself willingly subjects himself to the will of the Father. Let me ask you some questions this morning. Are you in Adam or are you in Christ?
你是在亚当里还是在基督里?
That is to say, if that judgment day of Jesus Christ were to occur today,
换句话说,就是那耶稣基督的审判,假如今天开始就来了,
would he have found that you have placed your personal faith and trust in him and his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of your sins?
他是不是发觉你已经把你的信心放在他的身上,你相信他的复活,他赦免你的罪?
Or would he find you condemned because of Adam's sin and because of the sins that you committed following after Adam's footsteps?
或者是他发现你在亚当里面被定罪，你跟随着亚当必定死亡。
Are you found in Christ?
你是不是被发觉是在基督里？
You can receive a new resurrection life today.
你今天可以接受一个复活的生命。
Your sins can be forgiven.
你的罪可以被赦免。
And you can experience that resurrection that's coming in which you will be raised in like manner with Christ.
你也同样的可以像基督一样复活。
The alternate is condemnation.
可是相反的呢,
就是被定罪。 Separation from God.
与神分别。
Eternal sufferings and torments.
永远受苦受苦难。
And the thought that you had the opportunity to accept, and yet you put it off and you rejected.
就想一想, 假如你有机会可以得赦免, 可是你没有接受, 你把它延迟了, 你拒绝了。
Christ arose from the dead.
基督从死里复活。
Turn to him.
转向他。
Trust him.
信任他。
Follow after him.
跟随他。
Live your life accordingly.
然后过你的生活就像跟随他一样。
To finish, I'd like to read the last verse of this chapter in 1 Corinthians 15.
结束的时候，我念哥林多前书第十五章的最后一节。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
We'll close with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, there is glory in the resurrection.
父啊，在复活里面有荣耀。
And we are ever thankful and grateful for the redemptive work that you sent your Son to do for us.
我们非常的感谢你的儿子为我们所得做的赎命的罪。
That we as individuals,
我们每一个人,
that we as a corporate body of your Son,
或者是我们整个的团体是你的儿子,
might maintain a right relationship with you,
能够跟你有个正确的关系,
that Father, in the end, you might retain the praise, the honor, and the glory.
那到最后, 父你自己得到荣耀得到赞美，得到光荣。
That you might be all in all.
你就是那万有一所有。
We pray this in your Son's precious name.
我们靠你儿子宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.